Republicans are expectedly negative on Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic nominee. In a news call this week, they called her Joe Biden the sequel and slammed the Biden-Harris administration policies.
She, in fact, was rated as the most liberal member of the United States Senate. And we've seen that play out. 8.5 million illegal immigrants pouring over the border when she was the named border czar. Kamala Harris supported defunding the police in San Francisco, Mayor Garcetti's plan to cut $150 million from the police department's budget, a ban on private health insurance, no to school choice, a ban on fracking, freeing violent criminals who are in prison for a reason. So there's issue after issue after issue where Kamala Harris is not in sync with the people of Wisconsin or the people of America.